Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation, but is the nation now increasingly dominated by the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history? Who said that the MAGA crowd, MAGA of course stands for Make America Great Again, that the MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's ever existed in American history? The President of the United States said that. Now, really, some remedial history might be necessary for President Biden. You don't believe me that Biden said that? Okay, let's begin this hour by replaying a statement the president made yesterday, and we played for you yesterday. But here is the commander-in-chief. Listen, clip 17.
What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way that the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history.
Okay. The most extreme organization that's ever existed in American history, and then he changed it to in recent American history. In recent American history, there are far more radical organizations today. There's the Ku Klux Klan. They're still around. There are racist skinheads. There are left-wing radical organizations. There's the Nation of Islam, which I know purports to be a religion, but it's really a business. It's a Nation of Islam is a radical political organization. There are every sort, and if you look at American history, we had a party that won a bunch of electoral votes and won governorships in Pennsylvania and in Massachusetts and in other states called the Know Nothing Party, the American Party. They believed in banning and burning, and they did do some burning, of Catholic prayer books. They were profoundly anti-Catholic. That was their story. They wanted to stop Catholic immigrants from Ireland and Germany from coming to the country because they thought those immigrants were ruining traditional American values. I mean, again, we've had some very extreme. We had the anti-Masonic Party. That won 7 electoral votes. That was a major political organization, and they basically believed all of the conspiracy theories. And, by the way, if you believe in these particular conspiracy theories, don't call me about it. It's kind of gotten tiresome. I believe that the Masons, that the Freemasons were this vast evil conspiracy, despite the fact there's a brand new book about George Washington's career as a lifelong Mason. He was into it. He actually was inspired by some of the extremely positive aspects of Masonic teaching. By the way, I am not now, nor have I ever been a Mason, but my uncle was, and he got a lot of out of it, and people do. And the idea that you have a political party that basically wants to get all the Masons in the country either deported or jailed, we've had some very extreme operations in this country. And to say that the MAGA crowd is really those. And then the other thing that Biden said about, well, what happens if they decide that they don't want LGBTQ kids in the same classroom with other kids? Have you heard a single suggestion like that? by anyone on the right. Now, there are all kinds of crackpot people on the right. I mean, we have Madison Cawthorn as a member of Congress, and he believes all sorts of stuff that's silly, and there are people who believe in QAnon, as Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently still does. And yes, there are elements today that are very weird, but to say that they are in power or that they want to separate LGBTQ kids from other kids is ridiculous. And there's actually a couple of powerful pieces that appeared today in the Wall Street Journal, basically defending the Alito draft, the decision that came out, and making it clear that it's really very, very foolish to suspect that, okay, they got rid of abortion, is gay marriage next? And the editorial in the Wall Street Journal today says, first they ban abortion, next will be a contraception ban, then a ban on same-sex and even interracial marriage. Soon we will all be living in The Handmaid's Tale. That's the parade of horribles, writes the Journal, that the Democrats and the media are trying to sell Americans after the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion that would repeal a constitutional right to abortion. If Roe v. Wade falls, quote, it would mean that every other decision related to that portion of privacy is thrown into question, President Biden warned yesterday. Does this mean that in Florida they can decide they're going to pass a law saying that same-sex marriage is not permissible? If we borrow a word the president likes, the president is peddling disinformation. The press is full of similar pearl-clutching about which president the Supreme Court might strike down next. Is it Obergefell, 2015, which enshrined gay marriage, or Griswold from 1965, which overturned a state law prohibiting married couples from buying contraceptives? What about Loving versus Virginia, 1967, which guaranteed interracial marriage? The correct answer is none of the above, as Justice Samuel Alito's draft takes pains to emphasize. The leaked opinion is explicit about distinguishing Roe and its 1992 legal revision, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, from cases on unrelated social topics. None of the other decisions cited by Roe and Casey involve the critical moral question posed by abortion, Justice Alito writes. They do not support the right to obtain an abortion, and by the same token, our conclusion that the Constitution does not confer such a right does not undermine them in any way. I mean, one of the things that the Journal points out is, unlike Roe, both of these decisions, and they're talking about Griswold, which made a right to get contraception to married couples, and if you look at Obergefell, unlike Roe, both of these decisions have established themselves as durable precedents with broad public acceptance. A Gallup poll in 2019 found 92% of Americans believed that using birth control was morally acceptable. That was up 3 points since 2012, when it included 90% of the respondents who identified as conservative, very conservative. On gay marriage, 70% of people told Gallup last year that the law should treat such unions no differently than traditional ones. That's up from 58% the year Obergefell came down. As for Loving versus Virginia getting rid of the interracial bans on marriage, Gallup says 94% now support black-white marriages. Now, what does that mean? What that means is that what Alito says in his decision is, he says that, look, the idea of a right not mentioned in the Constitution, we have rights that are not mentioned in the Constitution, but they have become enshrined in the hearts of the public and with long tradition of acceptance of those rights. That is not the case with Roe, which has never been championed by an overwhelming majority of Americans. We will be right back on why that matters and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show, one of the items of debate that has just come front and center in the United States is, I think it's very healthy for our country to be looking at this and debating it, is the due process clause. There's a due process clause in both the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution the key due process clause in the 14th Amendment in the Constitution, the one that was passed after the Civil War, basically suggesting to people that you had to treat them equally, regardless of race. This is Section 1 of the 14th Amendment, okay? And there's no substitute for the clarity of actually hearing and understanding this language, because the idea that a right to abortion is based on the 14th Amendment due process clause, that was an idea that was advanced in the Casey case in Pennsylvania, and Casey versus Planned Parenthood, and it's a very, very much of a stretch. And here's what the 14th Amendment says. It says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States, there you see right there, the language is clear, the constitutional right to birthright citizenship. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within his jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So, basically, the question here becomes, these states where abortion has been legal and protected, and access to it has been only in a very minor way limited, are those people losing, without due process of law, their right to an abortion? And this actually is, there's a fascinating piece, and it's kind of law school-y, but it's interesting and it's relevant, about how Justice Rehnquist, former Chief Justice of the United States, actually, on a case that was a right to die case, there had been the idea that the right to die should be put forward and get rid of all those laws preventing people from getting doctors to help them end their own lives. And this was a tough case. It was a 5-4 decision. And it was a decision led by Chief Justice Rehnquist, who said that no, there is no constitutional right to die. And it's perfectly constitutional for a state to have a law that says, no, you're not allowed to help put Granny down as if she were a dog. And again, however you feel about it, the notion is you can change the legislation, but you can't just wipe the legislation out protecting the right to live by claiming that it's in the Constitution that you have a right to die. And the point about this is that what Casey was saying was that basically it's not due process of law to have a revision of a Supreme Court case, to have an overruling of Roe. One of the things that Alito does in his 98-page draft opinion is he goes through and lists all the literally dozens of extremely important areas where the Supreme Court has reconsidered, where they've overruled themselves. But the point is that what Rehnquist says is, yes, there are unenumerated rights, rights that aren't mentioned specifically in the Constitution, and that those unenumerated rights are protected by the Due Process Clause, but only if they are, and this is his quote, deeply rooted in the nation's history and tradition, and implicit in the concept of ordered liberty. No one can say that the, quote, right to abortion, which no one dreamed was part of the Constitution until 1973 when Roe was adjudicated, that no one dreamed that that was, quote, deeply rooted in the nation's history and tradition and implicit in the concept of ordered liberty. In fact, Justice Alito, in his decision, wrote very directly. His key conclusion, the thing that turns the whole thing, was he said a right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions. And that is what leads him to believe that Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. And by the way, people go into this and they talk about the questions about history. Abortion existed in the United States in the colonial period. Abortion has existed throughout human history. There are really references, even biblical references, and by the Bible is not clear, by the way, on outlawing all abortion. And in fact, it is Jewish law that many people may not know this, but that in Jewish law, abortion is prohibited, but if the life of the mother is threatened, not only is abortion permitted, it's required. And because the life of the mother is sacrosanct more than the unborn child. Okay, that's our tradition. That shouldn't be the law of the land. Maybe it should. But it's not the law of the land now. And when you come back to this idea of looking at abortion not being part of our deepest histories and traditions, it used to be that, yes, they permitted abortion if that occurred before quickening. And quickening is an old-time term used 200 years ago and more that meant where the baby starts acting alive and it starts having a beating heart. And in other words, the abortion laws in most states would have certainly banned abortion after quickening, certainly banned abortion after anything like viability, and probably years and years ago would have settled on something like many states are settling on, like 15 weeks or 20 weeks or some period like that. But to say that abortion on demand for any point up until viability, until 22 or 24 weeks, that is a deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions, and that it was implicit in the concept of ordered liberty, that is clearly not the case. We will be right back with more on Biden's claims on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks take a nosedive after the best day since 2020. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,063 points to close at 32,997. The sharp drop comes one day after a rally on Wednesday following the Fed Reserve's announcement that it was going to raise interest rates. As far as inflation and supply chain issues that are still affecting everything, Former Home Depot and Chrysler head Bob Nardelli has some ideas to help.
Let's get the ports resolved. The port issues resolved. We've got hundreds of container ships.
At least three people are dead who were stabbed to death in Tel Aviv, Israel, after a possible terrorist attack. Police are still looking for the suspect. The attack comes 1 month after another terrorist attack in the city. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show. No, there is no attempt to try to resegregate our schools or to prevent LGBTQ students from sitting side by side with other students in America's public school classrooms. There's no attempt to outlaw interracial marriage. None of this exists because all of these items that we're talking about and are part of this, not just they are deeply rooted in our tradition and our concept of ordered liberty, which is the basis for acknowledging that there are unenumerated rights in the Constitution. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I want to get back to this outrageous charge, because one of the worst things about President Trump, and again, I'm mentioning it because President Biden just did it, and he did it worse than Trump. But Trump had a great tendency, he still has it, of saying whatever something happens that he approves of or that he celebrates, this is the greatest victory, this is the greatest achievement, this is the greatest movement, this is the most important movement in American history. It's not. I mean, the MAGA movement, I think, will be remembered as important. But the movement to free 4 million slaves was more important. And it actually ended up getting the job done. There have been lots of movements in American history. Labor moves out. Okay, the idea of superlatives, piling on. This is the greatest. This is the worst. This is the former president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, the daughter of Ann Richards, former governor of Texas, who was famous for saying that poor George H.W. Bush, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And I don't know, that was deemed to be a funny line in a keynote speech at a Democratic convention. Anyway, Cecile Richards, her daughter, and former president of Planned Parenthood, said that she agrees with Joe Biden that today's GOP is the most extreme political organization in all history. Listen.
Your thought on this characterization of the Republican Party in its current incarnation as the most extreme political organization in history.
Well, I certainly agree with that characterization. I agree, Nicole, that this is a seismic shift. I don't think any of us have ever experienced the loss of a constitutional right.
Okay, again, when you talk about the loss of a constitutional right, if you can't lose a constitutional right if it's not in the Constitution, can you? If somebody saw somewhere written an invisible ink in the Constitution, is this idea of abortion on demand? And they were so thoughtful, the Founding Fathers, they made it clear that, well, you have a right, but only up to about 22 months or 22 weeks or 24 weeks. How ridiculous. When, unfortunately, we've had very extreme movements in this country that have had some real influence. Whoopi Goldberg, does she have real influence? This is Whoopi Goldberg on The View, of course. Listen.
Getting an abortion is not easy. Making that decision is not easy. It's not something people do lightly. It's not something that you can just do. It is a hard, awful decision that people make. And if you don't have the wherewithal to understand that, to start this conversation with, I know how hard this must be for you. If you're starting it by telling me I'm going to burn in hell, then you're not looking out for me as a human being, whether I subscribe to your religion or not. And that is not okay.
Okay, again, very passionate. And she's, of course, right. It is a hard decision. And no, of course, I don't think any of this should be taken lightly. But some of the projections about what this means to the country and how this is going to change the country, when, and again, it's very important to keep in mind, 54% of abortions that are performed are now performed through medication, through pills. And, 54%, which is why you have such a very, very disproportionate number of the abortions that are performed very early in pregnancies, which are safer. Early term abortions are safer. And I do believe they are somewhat less morally repugnant. And most religious people would agree with that. And the notion that that this involves some kind of theocracy and that this is all really the equivalent of The Handmaid's Tale, really? Here is more of that. Representative Barbara Lee of California, Democrat, asks what comes next. Clip 16.
You know, if this holds and this opinion, which it looks like it will, then what are they going to do next? Take away our right to birth control? What next? Start taking away rights for the LGBTQI community? What next? They already tried to take away our voting rights. So all of this intersects with basic fundamental rights.
Okay. They're also trying to take away our voting rights? Do you really think that's a problem? Doesn't some of this just go too far. And yeah, I think that is a very, very real problem for even talking about this issue. The there's a piece by David Garrow, who is the author of books like Liberty and Sexuality, The Right to Privacy, and The Making of Roe v. Wade. He writes that near its close, the Alito opinion strikingly asserts that we cannot allow our decisions to be affected by any extraneous influences such as concern about the public's reaction to our work. And then Yarrow says this will be perhaps the most momentous Supreme Court ruling since the unanimous Brown v. Board of Education 1954, which ended school segregation. Yet it will likely be propounded by the slimmest possible five-justice majority, which is a shame. I think that one of the things that we don't know yet is how Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, is going to vote on this. And I do think that this will be have a better chance of winning reasonable acceptance and letting people go on to their state-level discussions and debates and compromises and drafting of new laws. All of that can go on much more constructively if this does become a 6-3 decision, which is what one would hope, which was, I think, there is some reason to hope for. There is a new and reviled Republican nominee for Congress who has a good chance of winning, actually. And he has just posted his new rap song. The title, it's a very sweet and sentimental title that I know everyone is going to enjoy. The title is Let's Go, Brandon. Catchy? We will play you a little bit of what that sounds like coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll-free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
I'm Ben Utek.
I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a nominee for Ohio's 9th District. He won on Tuesday night in a very close primary race. His name is J.R. Majewski. Sounds like a good Polish name to me. He emerged as a surprise winner of a Republican House primary election on Tuesday in northern Ohio. Democrats supporting the longtime incumbent Congresswoman in the district, Marcy Kaptur, who is surprisingly liberal for that conservative district. Well, people supporting Marcy Kaptur celebrated. That was because Mr. Majewski had beaten out two lower-key Republicans for the nomination, both of whom Democrats worried could have posed serious problems for Marcy Kaptur in the conservative-leaning 9th Congressional District, a district Trump won. In a challenging election year for Democrats, Mr. Majewski is anything but low-key. He's described by the New York Times as a hulking Air Force veteran. Well, there's nothing wrong with hulking. I mean, remember the Incredible Hulk. A hulking Air Force veteran who works in the nuclear security field. He first gained attention in Ohio by by turning his front lawn into a 19,000-square-foot Trump 2020 sign. Now, anyone with a 19,000-square-foot front lawn is doing pretty well. During his campaign, he ran one ad showing him carrying an assault-style rifle in which he says, "I'm willing to do whatever it takes to restore this country back to its former glory," adding, "If I've got to kick down walls and doors, well, that's just what patriots do." He also posted a "Let's Go Brandon" music video on his website in which he raps a verse including, "Just try to put a mask on me, you'll see red, white, and blue." Here is what that musical contribution sounded like by J.R. Majewski.
They want to make us rogue and force us to get the vax. Taking pictures with the Pope will get us cold to overlap. Not to be fun at the mansion. dementia. It's a serious disease. But come on, man. Squeeze your cheeks when you sneeze. Joe is focused on ice cream while he's crapping his pants. We want our dreams and our freedom. This is our last chance. This the hill we die on. This the line in the sand. We leave no one on the battlefield. United we stand. We stand. Divided we fall. We need to finish the wall. They want to raise all our taxes. We done with them all. A rendezvous with destiny. Take the house in 22. Just try to put a mask on me. You'll see red, white, and blue. Everything woke goes to shh. But let's go, Brandon's a hit.
Let's go, Brandon is a hit. Well, again, I'm probably not the right person to be evaluating rap offerings, but the one advantage that that Let's Go Brandon has is that it's not only a very strong MAGA point of view, but it is mostly comprehensible, which is not always true. This is something that is a little bit mysterious, and I have not researched this as yet. But why is it that NASA, which I'm very proud to say my dad used to work for years, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, why are they sending up nudie photos of humans to try to get aliens to inspect human bodies? This is a collage of local news stations talking about this story from across the nation. Listen.
Scientists plan to launch pictures of naked humans into space in hopes of luring aliens.
So have you ever sent a nude?
I'm sending one now.
Okay. Of course, they're just trying to make contact.
Yeah.
With extraterrestrials. Very pervy, hornball-ish extraterrestrials.
I'm trying to think of the hornball who thought of this idea that it works for NASA.
They are going to be disgusted. Like, what is that two-armed being? Because, you know, they have more than that.
Right, multiple.
Mm. Yeah. So, are these the kind of aliens we want to attract?
Apparently.
The ones that will make a U-turn in their UFO.
Like they were going to stop by Earth, or they weren't going to stop by Earth, and then they're like, "Oh, look, pixelated images of naked humans." All right, let's circle back.
Houston, we have a problem.
Now, Jeremy, to the best of my knowledge, they haven't. They may be sending these photos to outer space. Who has the job? This is a federal job, apparently. If it's NASA. Who has the job of selecting the space nudes to send out there?
Hot dog, this is the question I have been praying for.
Jeremy, that is a great nomination. I think a very profound nomination. Okay, speaking of nominations, we were talking about J.R. Majewski. Look, I think it's very important for the Republicans to win a majority in this new Congress. I don't think it's going to necessarily depend upon the 8th District in Ohio, that it sure would be a blessing to get rid of Marcy Kaptur, and not my favorite Congresswoman, though this J.R. Majewski sounds much too likely to accept nonsense like QAnon. And accepting the idea, and he said this in an interview, he thought that it might be true that John Podesta, who was campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, could be a pedophile. Can I mention to you that if someone actually is a pedophile or has that kind of background or that kind of problem in his past at all, and he's that level of prominence in a very heated political campaign, what do you think the chances are that somebody at One America Network or The Spectator or Fox News or somewhere where there's a lot of hostility to John Podesta, whose emails were hacked, remember, with zero evidence of pedophilia. I mean, this kind of charge is unfortunate. Okay, also unfortunate is the addiction that so many people have to their devices, particularly their iPhones. Now there's a movie about it starring Eva Longoria. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Eva Longoria stars as a hard-charging career woman who's more connected to her iPhone than to her husband, Matt Walsh, or their daughter, until they take desperate measures in unplugging. Now available to rent on multiple streaming services.
What is a digital detox?
We're going to unplug from our phones for the weekend.
Connect with nature and each other. We can do this. We're a team.
And they make a good team on screen, projecting some real chemistry and underlying concern for one another despite their funny foibles. The rural Illinois town that provides a setting for their planned escape is, however, a silly and unsavory stew of stereotypes that seems to have been assembled by filmmakers who've never even left the big city. It's rated R for a few bawdy references, but despite a few laughs, the pokey pace seriously impedes the fun factor. 2 stars for Unplugged.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And on the Michael Medved Show, tomorrow we have a very big and very busy show. First of all, I'm honored to say we have the former Attorney General, Bill Barr, who has a new book that's called One Damn Thing After Another, which I think is a great title. It'd be a great title for anything, or a novel. But he seems to have ticked off very seriously people on the right by some of his descriptions of President Trump, and ticked off people on the left by some of his descriptions of them. We will talk about what the book really does show about that period of time between the election and the January 6th, some people say insurrection. Bill Barr, I know, discounts that. We'll be speaking to him, speaking to another Bill, a little bit later in the show. Bill O'Reilly, he has a new book, Killing the Killers, about the secret war against terrorists. Was that the wrong war to wage? And then we'll be speaking to Arthur Herman, a particularly favorite guest and a polymath. He's an expert not just on missile defense, though on that too, but he has written a book about the Viking heart and how it is that Viking perspectives and history and innovations have really helped to shape our civilization in a way that most people don't appreciate. This, of course, also with a perspective on the really remarkable new film, The Northman, which has come out to rave reviews. We'll also be taking a look at a Tennessee library that's offering a limited edition banned books card. I want Nashvillians to know that Nashville Public Library will always respect your freedom to read. So what does that new card achieve? It's also on a day when Friday, tomorrow, you'll come see my new column about banned books and myths about such books. That's in Newsweek tomorrow in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.